We have 5 more minutes.
5 more minutes?
Yeah, what's that last one?
400?
Good morning. Good morning on this third Sunday in Lent, which is the first Sunday in March also. It's a beautiful Sunday that we can gather together with the sunlight outside and the spring about to start. And thank God for a beautiful day that God has given us to gather together and worship together. We are still in the Lent season where we are reflecting on our lives through these several weeks that leads towards Easter. We turn to God that we might not become discouraged in the many things that are happening around us. We are deeply aware that we have a struggle going on within us. We acknowledge that we are sinners and we need constant redemption and repentance. So as we continue our journey through this Lent weeks, let us reflect on our lives and to reject the evil forces around us and to renounce our bad habits and also to repent. Three R's that I usually say: renounce, reject and repent. And also to take upon some of the things that God's Spirit wants us to take on. If you want to look at Ephesians chapter 4 during this time of meditation, if you want to focus on that, it gives us a list of things that we can practice during this Lent. Like be humble and gentle, or be patient, be a bond of peace, be truthful, speak kindly and gently to others, and do not be bitter, be compassionate. All of these are listed in that chapter 4 of Ephesians, if you want to use that as a guidance tool for this Lent season. So this time we reflect on our lives and also to dedicate our lives more towards the furtherance of the kingdom of God and also the love and care and compassion to this world. The announcements are listed in the back of the second page of the bulletin, if you can follow that with me. Let us continue with our mountain food bank collections as we do that, have been doing that ministry for years. The bins need to be filled up. Bring your items, or they also take cash. In kind or cash, please donate to that very worthy cause. The Joy of the Journey book is still available for sale. That will go to our missions now. Let us continue to donate to our missions as we have taken up some new mission challenges around our community and also outside of the community. Please use that address listed on the screen for your communication with the church. If you want to mail a check or any other items to mail, use that address at this listed there. And also, if you know anyone who is struggling with COVID-19, basic needs like utilities or groceries or anything, that basic stuff, let us know. We can step up and support as much as we can as a church. The annual conference is listed there. More information will come soon, or you can look at that website listed there for updates about how the program will be scheduled. Margaret has asked me to announce that we are planning to start or have another garage sale in summer sometime. We don't know the time yet, so if you are planning to bring items, please start bringing them now. And if you want to add something about the items,
we are going to give it away.
So please pray about it and plan on it. The last time we had one, it was a great success, and also it was a good time to reach out to the community as well. Next Sunday the time changes, so please keep that in mind and change your clock 1 hour forward.
That's the last time they're ever going to do that. They voted that when they change the time, it's not going to change anymore.
Really? I didn't hear that. If it is
radio,
good.
It was on the radio this morning.
Well, yes, they did.
Yeah, that is good. For yeah.
Yeah, they say they're going to do, when they move it up, it's going to stay there.
Yeah. Hopefully, if they can take it away, it would be great.
Yeah.
Especially for the kids going to school, it's a trouble.
Well, we probably should verify this.
But next Sunday definitely is going to change. And you forward, right? Bring forward.
Yeah,
move the needle 1 hour forward. And if you forget to do that, remember, you can, if you attend Sunday school, we will be here for the worship, right? So if you don't attend Sunday school, then we will see you the Sunday after. So please remember to set your clock.
Stand up to do the actual singing now.
Okay, so remember to set your clocks next Sunday, and we will have our worship service as usual here. I don't know why they made it on a Sunday. It made pastor's life difficult, I guess. So anyway, it's a Sunday. Keep that in mind. The attendance and collections are listed at the bottom of the announcements for your continued cooperation and the donation. Thank you all for donating to the cause of the Kingdom of God and also the ministry of this church here and around the world. We will have communion today. So as we do during this pandemic time, we have the sealed packages. If you have any trouble, let us know how to open it. So pretty much everybody knows by now. The first layer takes the wafer and then the second layer gets to the juice. If you have any trouble with that, let me know. Are there any other announcements? If there are no other announcements, let us continue to worship God. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. If you are able, stand for the opening hymn. Hymn number 185 in the Blue Book, When Morning Gilds the Skies.
When morning gilds the skies, my heart awaking cries, may Jesus Christ be praised, alike at work and prayer. Jesus, I repent. May Jesus Christ be praised. The night becomes as day, when from the heart we say, may Jesus Christ be praised. The bars of darkness fear, when this sweet chant may hear, may Jesus Christ be praised. Let all the earth around ring joyous with the sound, may Jesus Christ be praised. In heaven's eternal bliss, the Lord may Jesus Christ be praised. In this my life is mine, I can't equal divine. May Jesus Christ be praised. Be this eternal song through all the ages long. Jesus Christ be praised.
Please be seated. Let us pray. Almighty and loving God, we thank you for this opportunity that you have given us together on this beautiful day that you have given us to live in this world. One more day to live for the blessing of this world. Thank you for giving us that opportunity. You gave us the health and strength in our bodies to gather together and also online to worship you together. With all the saints around the world and the angels in heaven, we come before you to worship you, Lord. It is all because of your mercy and grace that we are having these opportunities in our lives. It is not because of us, only because of your grace and mercy we come to you. Lord, we remember the various things that you have given to us in our lives, and come before you with a grateful heart. At the same time as we practice our Lent this season, we come before you as broken people who need repentance. We come before you as sinners, Lord. And also we reflect on our lives during this time, to set apart this time to meditate on your word and pray for us and also for others, for the world, that we can be better people as we continue our journey of faith in this world. Bless us, Lord, as we worship together here with your presence. Touch each and every one of us here today according to our needs. Touch those who need healing in their bodies with healing power. Those who are weak, strengthen them, Lord, and those who are troubled, give them guidance and comfort. We come before you as your children, trusting in your promises that you will hear our prayers and answer our prayers and bless us. Help us, Lord, to worship you in truth and in spirit with all the people around the world. And let your name be lifted up, and also your people be blessed in our singing, in our prayers, in our praises we do here and the meditation of the word and the communion service. Bring honor and glory to your name. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we pray. Amen. It is our greeting time now. If we can stand up and wave each other and also online.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Martha.
Morning.
Good morning, Jean. Good morning, Miss Lou and James. How are you? Good morning, Jan and Harry. Nice to be with you. Who are all coming to the communion? If you can raise your hand. All right, we'll be here. Thank you for coming. Good morning, everyone here too. Thanks for joining. Now the choir will be singing an anthem. Please remain seated for that. Will be on the screen also. It's page 187 in the red book if you want to join. Please remain seated.
I shall not be moved.
you are able, please stand for the responsive reading. It is taken from Psalm 51, verses 10 through 17.
Create in me a clean heart, O God, and put a new and right spirit within me.
Cast me not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from me.
Restore me to the joy of your salvation, and sustain in me a willing spirit.
That I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners will return to you.
Deliver me from death, O God, God of my salvation, and my tongue will sing aloud of your deliverance.
O Lord, open my mouth, and my mouth shall show forth your praise.
For you have no delight in sacrifice. Were I to give a burnt offering, you would not be pleased.
The sacrifice acceptable to God is a broken spirit. A broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise.
The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. It's our prayer time now. As a church family, we come before God and before each other and share our prayers of blessings and thank God for all the blessings that we receive in our lives. We also bring our prayers of concerns and petitions together, our burdens, share with each other and also lift them up to the Lord our God, who has given the promise that He will answer our prayers according to our needs at the right time, according to His will. So let us trust in that promise and share our prayers of blessings and also our concerns at this time. And look at the last page of the bulletin for the regular items that we have been praying for. Our prayer list, use this as a regular item in your prayer desk or study desk or refrigerator, wherever you can use it as a regular list for praying for these people and these items. Are there any special call-outs from this list?
Yes, tomorrow I have my CT scan, so I'm praying for good news.
Pray for you, Martha. Thanks for joining us. And continue to pray for Martha's recovery and also tomorrow's appointment.
I wanted to add to the prayer list one of my clients, Wiley Scruggs and Joyce Molinac. They're facing having to move quite abruptly, and they have many rescue dogs, but also Joyce is pretty much in getting Alzheimer's and deteriorating, so that they find solutions on how to help her and help them in general. Just have them there.
What's her name? Lisa?
Joyce Molinac.
And William.
Wiley Scruggs.
For Wiley Scruggs and Molinac for their needs to be met at this time of their need.
I have one. My son, he's in Reserves, Air Force Reserves, and he's in Illinois right now. Just pray for his safety to get back, but also just put him on prayer that his name's David Jolly. He's just struggling right now with some things. So.
Okay.
You can put down Michael Anthony. I don't know if that's his last name, but I think it's Michael Anthony. I think he just needs help in general. He's having a hard time in his life. Just let him know that.
Okay.
And on the list is Dan and family. That's my co-worker. And his daughter's going to have a specialized brain surgery in a few days or a week or so. So, just prayer.
We are glad that Jack and Eddie are worshiping with us here today. please continue to pray for their health and also their continued treatment that they are doing.
I spoke with Gene Brown Thursday, and he is doing okay. He hasn't had any more setbacks.
And Eddie's about to have a birthday.
All right.
Is it tomorrow or day after tomorrow?
Day after tomorrow.
Day after tomorrow. So happy birthday.
Right. You're getting old.
Continue to pray for our country, our leadership of this nation, our president, vice president, and also the Congress and Senate, governors of the state, all of those people who make decisions that affect our lives on a daily basis. Pray that God will give them the guidance and the Holy Spirit will guide them during the times when they make decisions. They will make the right decisions according to God's grace and God's will. Let us also pray for our essential workers who are working in the front lines, fighting this pandemic, also caring for the sick, the healthcare workers, doctors and nurses, and also the service workers who are working behind the scenes to support us during this time. Our trash workers, our grocery clerks, fire police and military, all of these people are working day and night, risking their lives to protect us and protect our freedom. So let us keep them in our prayers and also for their safety. God will protect them and keep them safe and be thankful for their services also. Let's pray for Titus' family. I have listed at the bottom of the list that Titus Thomas passed away this past week, and he has been our family friend in Philadelphia when we lived there for several years. He's 71, had a heart attack and died. So please keep him, his family, in our prayers. His funeral is tomorrow. So please keep them in our prayers. And you can take up George from the list. He is back to work after COVID. He's only like 50 or 52. Spent 6 weeks, right?
Yeah.
6 weeks in the hospital with COVID. He's a very strong, healthy young man. He's much younger than me. But he thought he was not going to make it. But he's back home. And after a lot of therapy, and now he's still on oxygen. But he's back to work. He can work from home. So thanks be to God for that. We were all worried about him. But he's getting better. So please, thank you for all your prayers. Are there any other calls or call-outs that we want to specially call out? If not, let us go to God in prayer together. We'll spend a few moments in silent prayer, and then I'll close with a summarized prayer. Let us pray. The Bible says in 1 John 5, this is the confidence that we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he will hear us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we have asked of him. Eternal and loving God, we thank you for this time that you have given us together to come before you as your people. With our thankful hearts for all of your blessings that you have been showering upon us. Thank you for the gift of life, with all its blessings and the joys that we enjoy every day. And we thank you for the good health and strength that you have given us in our bodies and the everyday needs that you are meeting in our lives. It is only because of your grace what we are and where we are today. We also lift up all of those concerns and burdens that have been shared here and also that we are bothering us in our hearts. We come before you as broken people. Many of us are broken in our bodies and many of us are broken in our souls and our spirit. But you are the one who make us whole, and we know that you will heal us completely according to your grace and will. We lift up those who need your healing at this time, especially those who have been called out here in our prayer request, prayer list. We thank you for the continued recovery and healing of many of our members. We remember Jack and Eddie and Martha as they are healing and recovering. Thank you for continued presence in their lives and healing. Strengthen their bodies and their souls and spirits, Lord, and especially as Martha is going back tomorrow for her check, we are expecting and hoping for a good news tomorrow. We are praying that you will be there and give us a good news that we can be thankful for her health and her service for your kingdom in this church. We pray for all of those who are struggling with various issues in their lives, especially we pray for Wiley, Kurtz, and Joyce as we shared with the difficulties that they are going through. Give them directions and guidance, especially we pray for peace in their hearts and minds, Lord. We pray for Michael Anthony also with the hard times and troubled times. We pray for your presence in their lives and your guidance and the Holy Spirit guide them at this time and give them peace that passeth all understanding, Lord. We pray for those who are struggling with other things like with the COVID and the pandemic, and we pray for the peace of those who are grieving at the death of their dear ones. We especially pray for the Blankenship family and the Titus family as they are grieving at the death of their dear ones. Comfort them with your peace, Lord, and also fill them with your presence as on a daily basis as they go on with their lives. We pray for David Jolly. We pray that you be with him and continue to guide him and keep him safe, and your continued presence be with him, Lord. And we pray for peace in his life and also his family's lives. We pray for all of those who are struggling with various needs financially and otherwise, those who are troubled in their hearts and minds with lack of peace. We pray that you will visit them, Lord. Give them the direction that they need and comfort them with your peace and presence during this time. We come before you as a church, Lord, looking for your direction as we do your work in this community. Bless us, Lord, with your guidance as we do your work to do it faithfully for the furtherance of your kingdom, Lord. We pray for our nation as a whole. Bless our leaders of the country, particularly our president, vice president, and cabinet members, our Congress and governors of the states, and also the mayors and people who make important decisions that affect people's lives on a daily basis. We pray that you will give them the grace and the wisdom that they need to be guided by the Holy Spirit when they make these decisions, Lord, to do everything under your guidance for the good of the people of this country, so that our nation can rise up again and to be the leader of the world as you wanted us to be, Lord. Guide us, Lord, and we pray for the protection of our country. We pray for those who are protecting us during this time, our military, police, and fire workers, and the healthcare workers who are fighting this pandemic along with the care of other things that they're doing. You also pray for our grocery clerks and other service workers like the trash workers and a lot of other people who are putting their lives at risk to support us and serve us. We are thankful for their services, Lord. We pray for their safety and continue to be with them and give them the grace that they need to do their work. We pray that you be with us today as we worship together. Help us to worship you in truth and in spirit, Lord. That your name will be lifted up and your people will be blessed as we go from this place that we will be more powerful witnesses for you in the days to come. As we take part in the communion today, bless us with your presence, Lord. That we come before you as broken people so that we can be whole. That you will touch us through the communion service as we prepare for the Easter. This Lent season will become a time of reflection in our lives and be a more dedicated servant for you in the days to come. We pray this prayer in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now the ushers may come forward and take up the offering, please. Let us pray. Loving God, we know that it is from your hand that we have received everything. What we are and what we have all are yours, Lord. We come before you with a portion of what you have given us back to you as our offering. Bless this offering that it will become a blessing to this community and also around the world for the furtherance of your kingdom. May we find joy as we freely give our prayers and presents and gifts and service and witness to support this ministry of the church and also the mission of the church around the world. We ask you to accept this offering, your people, with grace. We thank you for those who were able to give joyfully and also pray for those who could not give today. Remember all of them in your love, O God. Bless and help us to use this offering to share your love to this world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please remain standing for the scripture reading, which is taken from the Gospel according to Luke chapter 19, verses 1 through 10.
Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through.
A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was wealthy. He wanted to see who Jesus was, but because he was short, he could not see over the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree to see him, since Jesus was coming that way.
When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today." So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. All the people saw him and began to mutter, "He has gone to be the guest of a sinner."
But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor. And if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount."
Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man, too, is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek to save the lost." The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Good job.
Please be seated. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for the time that you have given us to come before your word and meditate on your word. Your word is life and spirit to us. Help us, Lord, to receive your word with grace, and so that it will become life and spirit in us, and also it will be life and spirit to this world through us. Give us a humble and obedient spirit, that whatever your word teaches us, Lord, and commands us to do, that we can do and obey that in our lives. Help us, Lord, to be humble before your spirit as we meditate on your word and also taking part in the communion afterwards, that it will all bring blessings in our lives and also to this world through this. May the words of my mouth and all the meditations of our hearts be accepted in your sight, O Rock and our Redeemer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As we continue with the journey of Lent, we have been looking at Jesus' ministry that had personal encounters with people, that we have been looking at several of them in the last several Sundays. Today we are talking about a person who was short in stature, in height. We all know the story from the Sunday school days, most of us. Zacchaeus, who was a tax collector, but he had a problem. He was short, so he thought he could not see Jesus because of the crowd around him, because most people were taller than him. So he thought he could not see Jesus. A certain man went to the doctor's office to check out for his physical, and the nurse asked him his weight, and he said 170 pounds. So the nurse asked him to step on the scale, and she said, "You weigh 200 pounds. And then she asked him how tall you are, and he said 6 feet. And then she measured him and said, "You're actually 5 feet 9. Then she started taking his blood pressure, and then he said, "How can you expect my blood pressure to be normal?" I came in here as a tall, slender guy, and you have already made me short and fat. We all have our expectations of who we are, sometimes way above it should be. Zacchaeus knew that he was short, and he was not going to be able to see Jesus because he understood that his shortness has made a problem for him, so other people will cover whatever he wanted to see, and Jesus he wanted to see would be covered by others. So thankfully we don't read about his weight in this parable. Maybe weight was not an issue at that time. But he was short, that's what we read here. So he decided to come up with a plan. Just as we do, we come up with plans when we know that certain things are wrong. When we go to the doctor, all of us have been to doctors, and before we go to the doctor, we try a lot of different things, right? When we have a cough or a sneeze or whatever that's bothering us, we start taking pills or resting or drinking water or doing some home remedies or things like that. And I've come to a point when it says that, well, it's time to go to see a doctor. And we go with the expectation that they would be able to diagnose our sickness and give us the medicines or treatment that will heal us. Or if they can't do, our primary doctor will send us to a specialist who can do further tests on us. And we all have gone through that one time or other. And it happens on a daily basis, especially these times of anxiety, because we don't know sometimes what is wrong with us and how our problems can be solved. Zacchaeus thought that it was his height that stopped him to see Jesus. But beyond that, he found out that it was not his height that was the problem. It was his perception of Jesus, because Jesus could see Zacchaeus even when he was up on the tree. Many people will do many weird things to get things done. I don't know if I would ever climb up a tree to see somebody like that. But when I was younger, I used to do that when you go and watch some games and stuff like that, and you can actually get up on a tree and you can see over the fence. So I have done that. But when you are a grown-up man, especially on the status of a wealthy man like Zacchaeus, I don't know if I would climb up on a tree to take a look at Jesus. But that's what he did. And many of us probably will do certain things when we get desperate. It shows how desperate he was to see Jesus for some reason or other. Today we do a lot of things searching, and people do a lot of things searching for God. Different kinds of ways to find God and to be with God and God's presence. But this passage is story, this story is telling us that we don't really have to do anything. Because God can already see through the things that you think are hiding and separating between you and Jesus. Jesus can see you even when you are up on a tree. And he has already known your name before you even knew that he saw you. He came there, he looked up at the tree and said, Zacchaeus, what are you doing there? He called him by his name. And then Jesus went on to ask him to come down, and he said, I must stay with you tonight. What a surprise. A person who thought he was too short to see Jesus made his own way and made his own efforts to see Jesus, but Jesus saw him before even when he thought he could not see Jesus. Not only that, Jesus decided to stay with him in his house that day. And Jesus went on to say that the Son of Man came to seek and to save what was lost. It is not you and me searching for God. It is a God who is searching for you and us. He left, Jesus came to this world leaving heaven, all the glories of heaven where he was, and he left all of that. He came to this world of suffering and took upon the body of a human being so that he can share our sufferings and our pains so that he can know you and me personally. That is what the message that Jesus brought to this world. A God who came seeking for you and me, even when we were not aware of it. Even when we thought we were short and we were not worthy to be able to be with God, he came down and became one of us so that he can share with us our lives, our sufferings and our pains. The Son of Man came to seek and to save what was lost, as we read there. When we read about Zacchaeus, he was a short man as we know, but the little man met a big God who knew even before he tried his effort to see Jesus. He was a very rich man, that's what we read there, and also he was considered to be a sinner because he was a tax collector. Tax collectors are not looked upon as good people during those days because they are Jewish people, but hired by the Roman government to collect taxes from Jewish people and pay it to Rome. Not only that, these people were like businessmen, maybe sometimes we call it like franchises or something, that they can make their own business and prices. And some of these tax collectors, or most of them, were very rude and rough. If you have to pay 5% tax to the Roman government, these tax collectors probably will collect about 10 or 15. And then they take their cut and they become wealthy. And that's how the tax collectors were during those times. And even sometimes we feel like that too, the IRS, right? The tax is not a pleasant thing to do. So people looked them at as sinners and traitors who were working for a foreign government. As a tax collector, he worked for Rome and considered as a traitor by the Jewish people. In fact, he worked for the Roman tax department, indicating to others that he were more interested in money more than anything else. So he was considered to be a traitor and a sinner by the people around them, so he had no chance of getting to Jesus. In addition to that, he was short, and things are always against him, have been against him, to be with Jesus or to be close to Jesus. And also we see that he was a chief tax collector. He was not only a tax collector, he was a chief tax collector. According to what we read in the history, there were three main tax collecting points in the area at that time. There were main points of entry into the country. And one of them was Jericho, which was a very important port of business. So a lot of ships and other commodities come through that port. So the tax was a good source of income for the Roman government because of those great business centers. And Jericho was probably one of the highest tax collecting points in that country. And he was not only a tax collector, but was the chief of many tax collectors. So you can imagine how much of a big person he was, a wealthy person, probably a very reputable person in the government side of things. If he had a business, I would call it IRS too. Somebody said, I am rich and short. So he was making everything good going in his life, but he was desperate for some reason to see Jesus. I don't know what made him that desperate. Maybe there was something else going on in his life that he wanted to see Jesus. He may have been unhappy with his life itself, even though he was wealthy. The money does not make us happy, and we all know that. And money is fleeting. And we talked about that in our Sunday school today in the book of James. We gather all these things in this world for what? Ultimately, one day to leave this world. But Zacchaeus probably was very unhappy in his life for one reason or other. Or maybe he was unhappy because all the people consider him to be a traitor, and he was left out and be lonely. But one way or other, he was very desperate to see Jesus, and he climbed up on a fig tree to see Jesus. He probably also thought that Jesus could give him some guidance because he probably have heard about many things many people talk to him. Remember the disciple Matthew who followed Jesus? He was a tax collector. So maybe Zacchaeus knew him and they talked to each other, and Matthew probably told him, if they were friends, and say, hey, I know you're going through some tough time. Jesus can give you some good answers. You know, come and see Jesus. Probably that probably helped him. Whatever was the reason he wanted to see Jesus, thinking that he can get some answers or something that he can receive from Jesus. Even with that situation like that, the hopeless as much he can find himself to be in the middle of a big crowd, being short, and also being looked down upon by other people, he didn't think that he had a chance to meet Jesus. But the good news of grace is that God has already seen you and me where we are. That is the prevenient grace of God. No matter where you are and what situation you are in, what size or what family you are from, or what kind of background you are, or what kind of job do you do, it does not matter to God. God's grace is always coming after each one and every one of us in this world, even when we are not aware of it. That is the prevenient grace of God that brings us back to God even when we go away from Him. It is like a force that pulls us towards God. If we respond to it, we can be with Jesus. Not only that we can be with Jesus, He will be with us in our home, in our lives, that He will be happy to come and join us. So the tree doesn't matter. It can be a fig tree or it can be anything, but Jesus wants you to come down from it. Many of us think that being a Methodist can give us a good passport, right? Probably not. The church will not save you. It can be a Methodist, it can be a Baptist, it can be an Episcopal, it can be whatever you are. Jesus wants you to come down from all of those trees that you are climbing on, thinking that you can see Jesus. Your efforts are not going to get to God. All of our works are like filthy rags, that's what the scripture says. But only because of God's grace, who knew you and me even when we were sinners, He loved us and sent His Son to die for us. Even before we were born, we were known by our Creator God, and He knew us by name, and He called us by name. That's what Jesus did. Zacchaeus, come down. I want to be with you and stay with you today. Zacchaeus received Jesus joyfully. And he came down and started telling all his life story about Jesus. I have been a tax collector. I have taken money, cheated people on many things. And he said, I am going to give a half of my wealth to charity. And whoever I have cheated, I am going to pay four times back. And this is all because Zacchaeus was a Jewish person. He probably knew some of the penalties of cheating people according to their law. If somebody cheats somebody, he said it had to be paid back twice. So he was calculating all of that, and he was going beyond and above the law has prescribed. He said, I'm going to pay back four times to the people that I have been cheating. But that is not all that Jesus wanted to hear. Jesus did not ask him, how much do you owe somebody? Or what did you do wrong in your life? Jesus knew all of that things, but he did not ask any of those things. He did not question his past or what he has done. But here is a Zacchaeus who knew that he is in front of Jesus, who knew his name and called him by his name, comes before him with his open life and said, Jesus, I have done these things. I am going to pay this back. And here we see a short man with a big heart. That's what happens to us when we go before Jesus, before God with our open hearts and open minds. God makes us fit for His kingdom and clothes us with His righteousness so that we can be part of the kingdom of God. Not because of our efforts, not because of our works, it is only because of the grace of God that He will forgive our sins and He will cleanse us from all of our unrighteousness and make us part of the kingdom of God. He became a small man with a big heart. Ken Hughes, one of the great authors, talks about it, that Jesus said over and over that it is useless to talk about loving him and trusting him without complete commitment. Jesus' repeated emphasis is that through generosity, it is not the means to redemption, even though Zacchaeus said he was going to be generous in giving back to people, but it is not the means of redemption. But it is an evidence of redemption. In fact, generosity and giving are pillars of discipleship. As we go through the Lent season this time, let us meditate, reflect on our lives, about how much God has blessed us with and how much we share that with others and for the kingdom of God. And to be generous in giving and caring and being compassionate to others. Zacchaeus' public confession shows that the sincerity of repentance and was his way of living out what God wanted him to live. And in Romans we read, Paul writes, it is with your heart that you believe that you are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and you are saved. When we confess that Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior, we become part of the kingdom of God. And then our actions change and our lives change. And we will become more outward looking than inward looking. We will be more concerned about others and be caring and loving others more than ourselves. So Zacchaeus is an example of a person who thought that he was not fit for the kingdom. God made him fit for the kingdom because God has already known him. Zacchaeus changed the course of his life after he's met with Jesus. Jesus does not see you as who you are, but he sees you as who you can become. He stands at the door and knocks every day. Whoever opens the door, he will come and stay with you. As we read in Revelation 3, here I'm standing at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with him and he with me. Jesus says that same to you and us today. If we have made mistakes or we have sins in our lives that we need to repent, Jesus is here today to lovingly point to us and say that, come down from the tree. I'm going to be with you, living with you today in your house. God knows how much valuable each and every one of us is. That is why he sent his son to die for us. I usually collect, when I walk, go walking out on the streets, sometimes you gather, look at things and you see the pennies and coins that are left out or lost by people. I usually stop and pick them up. That is something that is to me. And I have a collection jar, and I bring them back home and wash them up and put them together with the rest of the coins in the jar. Some of them are quarters, some of them are dimes, and some of them are pennies. But they teach me a lesson that no matter how much deformed and bad shape you are in, you are worth what is written on it. If it is a quarter, I will put that in with the rest of the quarters. This beaten up and dirty coin, wash it up and put it up. It doesn't look the same, but the value is the same. So you can take that quarter and the other quarter to the place, and it's the same value when you use that quarter. God has a value for each and every one of us. No matter how much beaten up we are and how much we are being put down by this world, God still puts our value as big value as his own children, and to be part of the kingdom of God. So as we continue with the journey of Lent, there is God who is asking us to reflect on our lives and see that God is still loving us. If we have sins in our lives, he is ready to forgive us. If we need rededication in our lives, God is asking us to come before him. As we take part in the communion today, let us come before God with a reflective heart and a mind, that we can come before God and say, here I am, like Zacchaeus did. So that God can come and fill our hearts in our minds. And we can be at peace with God and peace with others. May the good Lord bless us with these words as we go from this place, so that we can be more powerful witnesses for God in the days to come. Amen. As we come before the table today, the United Methodist Church is, the table is an open table. We don't have any separation or discrimination on anything. If you are a Christian and accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, please come and take part in this communion today. This table is the Lord's table and not the church table. So all are welcome, including children, and come and share this table, this meal today. Christ our Lord invites to his table all those who love him, who earnestly repent of their sin and seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sin before God and one another. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. Glory to God. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Almighty God, Creator of heaven and earth. You formed us in your image and breathed into us the breath of life. When we turned away and our love failed, your love remained steadfast. You delivered us from captivity, made covenant to be our sovereign God, and spoke to us through your prophets, who looked for that day when justice shall roll down like waters, and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. When nations shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore. And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Holy, holy, holy Lord,
God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ, whom you send in the fullness of time to be a light to the nations. You scatter the proud in the imagination of their hearts, and have mercy on those who fear you from the generation to generation. You put down the mighty from their thrones and exalt those of low degree. You fill the hungry with good things, and the rich you send empty away. Your own Son came among us as a servant to be Emmanuel, your presence with us. He humbled himself in obedience to your will and freely accepted death on a cross. By the baptism of his suffering, death and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself for us, he took the bread, gave thanks to you and broke the bread and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And when the supper was over, he took the cup and gave thanks to you and gave it to his disciples and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so in remembrance of these your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on this gathered here today, O God, and on these gifts of bread and drink. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit make us one with Christ, one with each other and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in your holy church, all our honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen.
Now as the ushers guide you, please come forward to take up the communion. Let us pray. Let us give God thanks. Eternal God, we give you thanks for this holy mystery in which you have given yourself for us. Grant that we may go into the world in the strength of your Spirit to give ourselves for others. In the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
The closing hymn is "It Is So Sweet to Trust in Jesus." It is 462 in the blue hymnal. If you're able, please stand for the closing hymn.
Jesus simply taking life and rest and joy.
think how I fall in more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him more. I'm so glad I learned to trust Him. Precious Jesus, Savior, friend,
and I know
that Thou art with me, with me when
we do the end.
Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I prove Him more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus,
people of God, as we go from this place, know that Jesus already knows our ways and where we are and how we are. Come before Him with an open heart. He's going to live and enter in our lives and live with us today. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of the Heavenly Father, and the everlasting comfort and fellowship of the Holy Spirit go with you now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen. Amen.